On a patch of sun-warmed stones near the mouth of Roberts Creek, dozens of adults and children gathered on March 12 to take part in an ancient tradition newly introduced to the stretch of waterfront. One by one, spectators became participants, hopscotching through the flames of three cedar-fed fires crackling 3 meters apart. The Shaharshanbey Suri fire jumping ceremony, which originated in about 1700 BCE, is part of Persian New Year celebrations organized this month by Creek resident Kia Zarabi. Last year, he observed Nowruz, originally a Zoroastrian faith celebration timed to coincide with the spring equinox, with a small gathering of friends and family. For 2024, he decided to share its traditions of purification and renewal with the community at large. "We had a Persian feast and music performances under tents at our place last year," said Zarabi. "That was like my little small crack at it. And now I've decided to do 4 events. Zarabi, who was born in Canada, is the son of Iranian immigrants. While growing up, he observed that his family quietly subdued its own heritage in order to conform to mainstream culture. "As a kid, we grew up celebrating Christmas because everybody else did," he said. "But it's not part of our practice, and the Persian New Year, Nowruz, was always a celebration in our family. I'm trying to reclaim that a bit more in my older years, where I'd like to share this with other people." Before making their purifying passage through the flames, Shaharshanbey Suri practitioners traditionally speak or sing the Farsi expression Sorkayita Azman, Zardi Yiman Az. The words invite the fire to fill jumpers with its red-hot vigor while consuming any lukewarm superficiality they carry. Zarabi coordinated a screening of the 2022 film The Voice of Dust and Ash at the Roberts Creek Community Hall on March 7, attracting an audience of more than 40 people. The documentary tells the story of musician Mohammad Reza Shajarian, who defied Iran's ban on music that resulted in artists being exiled, imprisoned, and executed. The fire jumping ceremony, traditionally held on the last Tuesday night before the spring equinox, is intentionally multi-generational, Zarabi explained. "Creating these fun memories for kids is actually one of the big joys I get out of it," he said. He is planning a celebration of Iranian music and visual art for a ticketed Persian New Year party at the Roberts Creek Hall on Saturday, March 23. Creek-based multidisciplinary artist Amir Aziz will exhibit his work at the event. Aziz heads up an immersive media company that is currently finalizing 2 immersive planetarium movies about the poetry of 13th-century Sufi mystic Rumi. Vancouver-based composer Alvin Jalali, whose film music was nominated at the 2019 Cannes Film Festival, will also perform as part of a 4-member ensemble. Proceeds from the event will benefit artists living in Iran, Zarabi added. Traditional Persian food and drinks, including rosewater and pomegranate juice, will be served. 1 week later, on March 31, Zarabi has scheduled a free community celebration of Sizda-Bidar, an opportunity for family and friends to gather and picnic near a body of flowing water. At Iyul's Cliff Gilker Park, attendees will tie a knot in sprouted wheatgrass, known as sabza, and release the sprig into the water. The act symbolizes an embrace of springtime and renewal. "I have some Persian friends that live here and that are coming in from the city," said Zarabi. "But generally speaking, I wanted to make this open for everyone to learn, even as I'm finding actually that Persian people on the coast are coming out of the woodwork." Detailed information and tickets for Nowruz events can be found by browsing to the Coast Cultural Alliance event calendar at coastculture.com.